This morning, we have been awakened by this sad news of the attack of two of the position of our army in the north of the country by assailants, and some of these assailants have been neutralized by our forces. These two localities are Kafolo and the area of Teini.
The Army Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Lansina Dumbia, says that the attackers came from Burkina Faso. Has this happened before?
Yes, 5 years ago, Grand Bassam had been attacked by terrorists coming from neighboring countries like Mali, and some of them has been arrested in Mali, in the Sahel. So it is not the first time that Cote d'Ivoire has been attacked by some individual coming from neighboring country. And even in the same area, Kafolo, some months before, one of the positions of the army had been attacked also by some terrorists coming from neighboring country, especially from Burkina Faso. So it is not the first time that Cote d'Ivoire has been attacked by assailants coming from other territories.
The general said that two soldiers were killed in Kafolo from friendly fire and that three terrorists were killed.
Exactly, the number of deaths is three on the friendly side and three others are deaf on the side of the attackers. It is clear friendly side is the side of the army, the members of the army, the militaries who has been killed by the attackers. It is the contrary of the enemy side. This attack can be explained by the fact that Cote d'Ivoire harbors interests of France, and each element are fighting terrorists in the Sahel by the operation called Barkhane. France has a military detachment in Abidjan, providing human and logistical support for this Barkhane operation. We know that Ivorian provides some soldiers to fight also in the Sahel, in Mali, for instance. And let's remember that about 2 months ago, some of these Ivorian soldiers intervening in Mali were victim of an explosion. That can explain also the fact that Ivorian soldiers intervene in the against terrorists can push terrorists to come and fight them on their own territory, like what happened in Fakolo and Teini.